The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for this week's Boxed with Screen Time's John Fardy. Morning, John.
Morning, Pat.
What have you got in store for us this week?
I've got something that's the complete opposite of what we did 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Say Nothing, which was this heavy Northern Irish drama.
Brilliantly done.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, well, I say this has nothing to do with it, as in I thought we needed something slightly lighter after that from last week. And this is as light as it can get, but in the best sense of a phrase. There's a lovely show on Netflix from a few years ago that's become a cult classic called The Good Place, which people love, with Ted Danson. And that was created by a man called Michael Schur, who gave us The Good Place and also gave us Parks and Recreations, or took it over and made it very good. And he's back with the sweetest show imaginable called A Man on the Inside.
And that man is the aforementioned
Ted Danson, who, you know, looms large as Sam from Cheers, but has done a lot of other things. I remember watching him in the 80s as the cool barman, handsome dude. But he's having this third, fourth act, I'm not sure what it is, as a cool elder statesman, let's say. And in this, he plays, have you ever, you've obviously heard of it, I'm not sure if you've ever read The Thursday Murder Club, these wildly successful novels all about a nursing home. And it reminded me a bit of that, but it's a lot more than that. So he plays this guy who's a little bit lost. He was an engineering professor. His wife has passed away recently enough. His daughter's worried about him. And he sees an ad from a detective agency who basically wants a tech-savvy senior person, basically someone who can use a phone, which sounds a bit disparaging to people beyond the age of 65 or whatever, but that's the premise. So he signs up for this, and he's sent to investigate a robbery, not a murder, but a robbery in a retirement community, as they call them, not a nursing home.
And how big was the heist?
Not very big. There was just a couple of necklaces gone missing. And that's kind of the gentleness of all this. So why don't we take a clip of when he signs up for this retirement community, and it'll give you a sense of the fun at work here.
My dad and I think maybe it's time we explore our options.
Great. We can start right here. Behind you is the lounge, fresh coffee and pastries every morning. Happy hour every day. Starts at 3 o'clock. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Didi. You are tall.
Thank you.
Is that your real hair?
It is.
Okay, all right, let's move along. We also have events here, music, bridge tournaments, university professors give lectures.
Oh, that's perfect. My dad was a professor.
Oh yeah, where?
Cal State East Bay, over in Oakland. Taught engineering.
Okay, two predictions. If you join us here, your nickname will definitely be The Professor. And also, you're going to have to beat Virginia off with a stick.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one, all right, from the sound of that. Yeah. Is it a bit like Murders in the Building, only Murders in the Building, which is kind of gentle, even though nefarious things happen?
It's very much like Murders in the Building, in that you have people who have retired or semi-retired in opulent surroundings. Let's not forget that. Murders in the Building takes place in a very fancy upstate or up, what do you call the northern part of Manhattan? Anyway, whatever it is, the fancy part of Manhattan, upper west side is what I'm trying to say. And this takes place in San Francisco in a retirement community that is very plush, and they seem like retired millionaires, the people in it. That not
so they have stuff worth robbing.
Exactly. But it is very gentle because, like Only Murders in the Building, it's someone who's retired and people who are retired wanting to find a purpose and connection. But what I really like about this is that it begins as something very gentle, and I don't want to give a spoiler, and you've Ted Danson getting to know, I nearly called them inmates, getting to know the residents of this swanky retirement community. And when I say swanky, like, you know, they have Shakespeare classes. Like, this is not basket weaving stuff. This is very wealthy kind of stuff.
Now, how does he people out the nursing home? I mean, are they well-known actors?
This is what I loved particularly about this show. I won't go through all the names because you won't recognize the names, but you will recognize so many of the faces. There are a lot of great American character actors that you'll go, oh, she was in Orange is the New Black. Oh, didn't I see him in an episode of Columbo? Mm. And there are all these kind of character actors who people the various residents in this retirement community, and they're absolutely brilliant. And they're getting proper parts, you know?
You have another clip.
Yeah. So this is him. You know, he's sent there. The lady who runs the detective agency poses as his daughter, and she shows up a few days after he's there, and she wants to know the progress he's making, and he wakes up very hungover.
When I said to lay low, what did that mean to you exactly?
I did lay low. I met a ton of people, but I was very discreet, blended right in.
There's an entire pizza stuck to your back.
Oh. Thank God, I'm starving.
Oh.
So, I do have a report. Smoked a little grass last night.
Mm.
Just to be part of the group. Would have been suspicious if I didn't.
I'm sorry, is that your report?
Yeah. This place is insane. It's like high school. I never expected this. It's like all the people here are, you know, they're cliquey and they're rowdy and they're horny.
Ugh.
Somebody asked me out on a date last night. But who?
It sounds very entertaining, John. Is it full of belly laughs?
No. It's full of lots of smiles. There's one or two belly laughs, but it's kind of like you smile the whole way through it. And what I meant to say earlier was it begins as a very light kind of thing, but the more you go on, you realize it's a kind of a deep thing about finding purpose in your life. Also a lot about grief, and not to give a spoiler, but dementia looms a lot larger in it as the series goes on. And I'm not afraid to say it, there were a lot of tears come the end on my part and my wife's, who watches a lot of this stuff with me. And I hasten to add, I wouldn't say you'll be far from crying either, knowing the little of you that I do.
How many episodes?
8. And it's beautiful. It really is.
And will that be the end of it, do you think, or could there be more men on the inside?
I'm afraid, and I don't mean I'm afraid, it ends beautifully, but it's set up to go back. And I should say this is loosely based on a true story for which there's a Chilean documentary all about it. This happened in a nursing home in Chile that people were sent there to investigate robberies and a whole other thing happened. So it should really end there, but I think it's going to go on.
And this is available on Netflix.
It is, and it's 8 parts, and they're all mercifully short, 30, 35 minutes.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Now, what about screen time this week? What have you got?
I have two great people on the same. There's a new Netflix movie I call That Christmas. We're allowed to talk about Christmas. We're in December now. And it's written by Richard Curtis. And one of the voice characters it's animated is Fiona Shaw. And I'm talking to both of them about that. But their long careers, Fiona Shaw in Harry Potter, Richard Curtis about writing Love Actually and all sorts of things. So I know I say this every week, but it's a particularly fun show, this.
Mm. Now, he doesn't have our good friend Hugh in the movie, does he?
No, he doesn't. He has everyone else in it. Bill Nighy, Fiona Shaw, all sorts of people. A lot of his regulars in it. And it's funny, he's taken a long time. He spent his life writing about Boy Meets Girl in a lot of the movies he's made. He said he's in his 60s, so he's finally able to write about children, you know?
Yeah. I don't know whether you saw Hugh's tribute to him introducing him for his honorary Oscar.
Yeah.
It was one of the funniest speeches I've ever seen.
When we have more time, we should talk about Hugh Grant's late blooming career as this brilliant rock on tour who kind of really doesn't take himself too seriously. Like, of all the people I would love to interview now, it would be Hugh Grant. Have you ever interviewed? I'm sure.
Never met him, no.
Never. Okay, well, there you go. We'll race for Hugh Grant. I am Pat Kenny.
Anyway, thank you very much, John, for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.